This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Already one man has given us a donation to start on this church of enough money to buy the building and to pour the slab. One man has donated that money to us. So we're going to get started. Hopefully, by the first part of June, we're going to get started. I'm going to start grading the land off. I'm going to have the land surveyed off out there. I'm going to put it in the ministry. Then I'm going to get a grader, motor grader of some kind out there to grade off the land, everything. And we're going to get ready to build us a church at Justin. Yeah. We're going to have us a building. Not going to be a great big one, but we're going to start out with about a 6,000 square footer. That's a whole lot bigger than this, you know. But I worked on the drawings last night. That's part of the things I was working on last night. And I think I'm going to have two handicap bathrooms, which now I don't have any handicap bathrooms out there. But I realize when I get that church, I will need. So I'm going to put two big rooms for handicap bathrooms, and I'm going to put eight other bathrooms, which means that'll be 10, and then one in the nursery, which is 11. So that means I'll have 11 bathrooms in that building. You know, so therefore, hopefully, nobody has to wait in two long. Right now, we got two here. You know, praise the Lord. That's right. So we're going to see, like right now, we're adding three more bathrooms to the ministry center. You know, so we're going to have those going before too long. And we're getting there. We've got the floor down, the walls done, we got the stools set, we got the ceiling put in, and we're slowly getting there. But hopefully, it won't be long. You know, we were fixing to set the hot water heater today and everything. So we are slowly getting there. You know, God is providing all the resources to do all the things we need. And we are so grateful to the King. Now then, let's go to Job 36. Let's go to Job 36. Maybe we're going to get out of the Old Testament tonight. This is the last set of scriptures before we go to the book of Acts. Job chapter 36, verse 5. And like I say, as I read all these in the Living Bible, I thought these were so great. But still, they say the same thing in your King James or whatever version you use. But these are all NLT. The NLT is so easy to read. Job 36, verse 5. God is mighty. I mean, I love that. When I read that, I thought, wow, He is mighty. God is mighty. Yet He does not despise anyone. Wow. And no matter what we do, He doesn't despise me. Wow, praise God. He is mighty in both power and understanding. I mean, like the Big Bang Theory that everybody's talking about 13.4 billion years ago. They're thinking that now the universe came into existence. I don't know when it came into existence, but all I know is God said and it happened. Now, I don't know if it was 7,000 years ago or 10 billion years ago or 100 billion years ago, but I know how it came into existence. The King made it, you know, and He sustains it every day. So when people try to tell you about, well, what do you think about the cosmos? How did it come into existence? Oh, it was quite simple. Jesus said, and it happened. That should be your answer. You know, don't try to rationalize or think. God said in His Word, He spoke, and everything happened. So He made it in 6 days, and then He rested the seventh. Verse 6 in Job 36 says, He does not let the wicked live. Did you hear what that said? He does not let the wicked live. So you want to know why so many people that are wicked die so young? You want to know why people are out here doing all these stupid things and it costs them their life when they're so young? But yet here's a promise. He does not let the wicked live, but He gives justice to the afflicted. In other words, if you get afflicted for some reason and you're walking holy in obedience to His Word, He gives justice to the afflicted. He says in verse 7, His eyes never leave the innocent. His eyes never leave the innocent. But He establishes and exalts them with kings forever. I mean, does it pay good dividends to be obedient, to serve the King? I think so. Verse 8, if trouble comes upon them, if trouble, and I guarantee trouble will come upon you, because the devil, if you're a child of God, he hates you and he's going to do everything he can to try you to get you to do something wrong. But it says, if trouble comes upon them and they are enslaved and afflicted, and how many people do you know that does happen to? He takes the trouble to show them the reason. Listen to what he's saying. He's understanding with you. He's kind. He's gentle. He takes the trouble to show them the reason. He shows them their sins, for they have behaved proudly. He gets their attention and says they must turn away from evil. Now, when people come to a healing school and I teach them all these principles, what is God doing? He's doing exactly what He said right there. I'm teaching you in a healing school what brings sickness and disease. I'm trying to find out what your sickness is or what your sin is. I'm trying to get you to repent of your sin. And when you do, what does God do for you when we pray for you? He heals you. Of course He does. And see, right here in the book of Job in the Old Testament, He tells us what He's doing. He loves you. He does not want you to be sick and afflicted. He said, whenever you're afflicted and enslaved, He takes the trouble to show you the reason why you're sick and afflicted. Now, how are you going to learn these kind of things? You are not going to learn it going to a doctor. That doctor has no idea why you're sick. The average doctor, I don't care if he's a Christian doctor, the average doctor has no idea that people are sick because of sin. But it's all over this book. Everywhere you read in this book, it's all over here. We've read many of them tonight. He says, He shows them their sins, for they have behaved proudly. In verse 10, He gets their attention and says they must turn away from evil. Now, if you turn away from evil and you repent of your sins and you got somebody who can pray the prayer of faith for you, you can get healed. How many times do we see that? Many of you in this room have received a healing just like that. Then in verse 11, if they listen and obey God, then they will be blessed with prosperity throughout their life. Now, I like that, don't you? Ooh, I like to have a good bed to come home to at night. I think about these people I see down here on the street corners. Every once in a while I'll give one of them some money or something. But how would you like to be one of those? How would you like to be a homeless person? Has no place to sleep. No money to go. I mean, you can't even imagine that, can you? No. I mean, you're just like me. You go get in your beautiful car and you go home, get in your beautiful home. You get in your beautiful bed. You go with your wonderful husband and everything you need, you're blessed with it. You can't even imagine what it would be to be like that. And we don't want to go there either, do we? But see, the reason you're blessed is the same reason I'm blessed. Because we as a family serve the living God. So He blesses us. That's exactly why we're blessed. And each one of you in here that are blessed, that's what you're doing. You're serving the living God. Then He says, in verse 11, if they listen and obey, then they will be blessed with prosperity throughout all their lives. All their years will be pleasant. I mean, I like that, don't you? Yes. Oh, I like to have good life and long life and good days. I don't like to be tormented. It says, but, verse 12, if they refuse to listen to Him, they will perish in battle and die from lack of understanding. You really think God means all these things? Then why is it that so many people won't believe Him? Why is it the church won't even believe Him? This is in the Bible, isn't it? So, how many of you in here tonight that's in here tonight want to be blessed? Have you gotten the picture tonight so far of what you've got to do to be blessed? What is the simple words to get God to bless you? Obey. Obey and do what He said. Read His word. Worship Him. Praise Him. Don't be ashamed. I mean, you're walking down the street. A lot of times I'm driving down the highway, especially before Cheryl and I got married when it was just me. You know, I mean, just me. I mean, of course, we prayed a little coming over here tonight. Not much, but just a little. But used to, I'd be driving down the road and I'd just get so caught up in worshiping God, I might be driving down the road with both hands up in the air and I'd have my knee against the steering wheel to hold it steady. I said, Lord, I want to praise you and worship you and thank you. And people drive by and say, what's wrong with that guy? They have no idea where I was, but I was lost in love and worship with the King. And when you're worshiping and praising the King, what did he say he'll do for you? Don't you like that? Woo, I love it. I love it. You know, that's just like tonight. I'm going to tell you, talk about being blessed. I wore this coat on the 15th or 16th of January, the last time I wore this jacket. Tonight I got it up, put it on. I normally don't wear a coat to Bible study, but it's cool tonight. I got it up when I did. For some reason, I put my hand in my pocket. Piece of paper in there. I pulled it out, and I don't know whether somebody had handed me a check or they walked by and put it in my pocket. But there was a check dated the 16th or 15th of January in my coat pocket for $100. I didn't even know it was in there. Evidently, somebody walked by and thought, well, I want to bless TLSM or I want to bless Thurman. And he filled out a check. He didn't tell me about it, but he dropped it in his coat pocket. Hey, if you're going to bless me, at least tell me, you know. Don't just drop it in my coat pocket or don't walk up, stick it in my, don't walk up and make out like you're patting me on the chest and drop a check in my, because I may not check the pockets. And just like I didn't, I got home, took the coat off, hung it up, and I took it off today. This has been February and March. That's 2 months ago. And that check was in that pocket for $100. I thought, gee, isn't that amazing? That's the one?
Yes, that's
well, the reason I didn't cash it because I didn't know it was there. But if it's okay with him, we're going to cash it now. You know, we're going to put it in the bank tomorrow. Or Friday, I mean. Yeah, we'll call him first. Since it's 2 months old, we'll call him and make sure that he hadn't put a stop payment on it or something. But, you know, if you want to bless somebody, bless them where they'll know it. Don't walk up and just drop it in their coat or something. But anyway, the Lord will bless you with prosperity if you'll just be obedient. I mean, He'll just bless your socks off, you know, and He has done that. All our years will be pleasant, but if they refuse to listen to Him, they will perish in battle and die from lack of understanding. For the godless are full of resentment. Even when He punishes them, they refuse to cry out to Him for help. They die young. After wasting their lives in immoral living. A lot of people meet that criteria today, don't they?
We have to stop right there. But if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.